Module 6, 6D, Listening Skills. Exercise 1A, page 70. You will hear James Baxter, a radio presenter, interviewing Sophie Dunwoody, a student, about shopping in second-hand shops. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B or C.
I'm in Glasgow City Centre today, and right now I'm speaking to Sophie Dunwoody, a student of economics at the university. Thanks for agreeing to speak to us today, Sophie.
My pleasure.
Now, I understand you are a fan of second-hand shops. What's the attraction?
Well, as you know, the life of a student isn't cheap. You've got to pay for course fees, living expenses, books and stationery, and have some kind of social life. So anywhere you can save a little cash definitely helps. And second-hand shops tend to be cheaper than big chains or independent boutiques. But I personally love the craftsmanship of their clothes, as I often find that the items in the big shops are made to a lower standard, although they do have a much wider range of clothes.
What kinds of things do you buy when you go second-hand shopping? Is it just clothes?
Mostly clothes and accessories. I've got some lovely jewellery that I've picked up over the years, and this coat was only a tenner. Plus, I bought my entire outfit for my cousin's wedding last summer, even the hat. The only thing I won't buy is second-hand shoes. Most of the shoes that you find are a bit worse for wear, and I prefer to pay a bit more for a pair that will last.
So, was it just becoming a student and living on your own that made you start sourcing cheaper alternatives, or is there another reason you chose to forego the mainstream shops?
I know some people choose to avoid the big chains on principle, their own little protest against corporate greed. But my reason for bargain hunting was a little more selfish than that. I wanted to be original, and buying from a second-hand shop almost guarantees that there won't be someone else out there wearing the same outfit as you.
Now, you've been saying how wonderful these shops are, but there must be some drawbacks to them. I mean, nothing can be that perfect, surely.
No, of course not. I'd say that the main problem is availability of sizes. While it's easy to find the perfect dress or the most wonderful coat, you won't always find it in your size, and that's not much use to you, is it? Some of the shops can send it away for alterations, for a small extra fee, but only if it needs taking in. If it's too small for you, then you're out of luck, which can be quite frustrating.
So what advice do you have for anyone listening who might be interested in giving second-hand shops a go?
Have an open mind. I know this type of shopping isn't for everyone. Some people can't get their head around wearing something that somebody else has worn. But once you do, it opens a whole new world of shopping to you. You probably won't find what you're looking for straight away, but the most important thing is to be patient. It may take a bit of hunting around, but when you find that bargain, it can be extremely rewarding.
Well, thank you for speaking to us today, Sophie, and happy hunting.
Thanks.